about chanting Hare Krishna. And as Gaurav Prabhu had already explained the potency and the nature of the holy name, which is to perfect all other activities. However, the chanting that we are doing is the most potent of all types of chanting. It is called Nam Sankirtan. It means that we are chanting together. And the nature of chanting together is that it's not meant to be many individuals doing their own thing, but rather it's meant to be many individuals coming together, sacrificing their own thing to just do one thing. And that one thing is to please the Lord, to please Radha Gokula Nanda. We neither come to have a good time, we don't come to have some kind of transcendental party, we don't even come to just get absorbed in meditation on the holy name so that we can sort of trip out. But we're here to bring pressure to the Lord. And when we have that unified spirit, that unified meditation, then that's how we become unified. That's when we have one particular purpose. And when we have that one particular purpose, the chanting becomes extremely powerful. It becomes very potent. So it's not just a matter of repeating the mantra, which you see is beautifully being hung everywhere in the temple room. It's about a way of chanting. And part of this way of chanting is that we're chanting together as we're performing a sacrifice. Sacrifice means that we're giving up anyavilashita shunyam, no particular desire, no motivation, kana karma dhyanavritam krishna krishna. We're doing something solely for the pleasure of the Lord. This type of sankirtan, when it's perfected, becomes extremely potent and is what we also want to achieve in terms of the nature of our chanting. So please try to keep that in mind. And a other aspect of this is that for those of you who are Christian, this chanting may be a cultural or a traditional activity, in that you've either gone to cinema halls, not cinemas, but different theaters where they've performed chanting. It's becoming quite a popular thing. Even in the West now, there are people who chant Hare Krishna professionally. They're very, very expert. This is not that. This is not what we're trying to do. This is not a performance, which means that starting with the bass guitar over there, going on to the last instrument here, the viola, violin, and everything in between. We're all here just to be doing a common activity, which is giving all of our energy, all of our love to Krishna. So, as much as you see Madhava Prabhu playing, beating the drum for the next 6 hours, and ourselves playing harmonium, and it's not that we're supposed to be doing any more than you're doing. You're supposed to be participating as much as we are. It's just that this is not a this is not a spectator sport. It's a full-on participation. So everyone chants loudly. Everyone claps. Everyone, when the times need to clap, you don't need to clap all the time, but when the mood of the kirtan gets in that direction. But everyone really has to be there. And that really makes the kirtan what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted all of his kirtans to me, and he particularly organized, he was very particular about musicians, how the dancing was going, how everyone was participating. And I say that so that we actually really do this occasion justice by giving our everything to it. So please, if you see that I'm perspiring and you're not perspiring, you're doing something wrong. We're all meant to be giving everything that we have to this. And before we start, I'd